Up next is Arya.
Living in the past, it's a new generation. Hey, your girl can do what she wants to do. That's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no, not me. I don't give a damn about my reputation. I never said I wanted to improve my station.
I love this song so much.
Me too. Arya doesn't give a damn about her bad reputation.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants to do.
It's so like, does anybody else like listen to this when they want to get like pumped up and like, yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to like fight the world. Woo.
Yeah, but I'm not usually like fighting the world or anything.
Well, usually I just fight like
my bed.
What if you walk outside and someone's like, God, you have such a bad reputation, and then you've listened to this, so you're like, I don't give a damn.
Yeah. I don't give a damn.
You start quoting song lyrics at them and you'll show them.
Yeah, that's how you win things in the world.
Obviously.
And then you rock out on air guitar and you like trot away while playing air guitar and then they're confused and then you win.
Like that game. All right. Well, okay. Bob, what do you think? You can go first.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this because it was good, and I think that you captured the theme the most accurately out of everyone so far because it had like the perfect amount of like, oh, I'm gonna stick it to the man and screw you all. I'm awesomeness. Like, yeah, good emotion and attitude. But then, like, the song sounded really talky, like, sing-talky to me, and, like, I don't know. It was confusing, because it sounded like singing, but then also sounded like talking, and then I was confused. That was, like, my main note. I liked, like, the little runs that you did at the end, and, like, it sounded kind of weird. Like, your voice sound kind of like you were, like, trying to do it the words fast, and then, I don't know. It just came out weird. But it was good, so I don't know. I'm, like, confused about this performance.
Yeah, yeah. I feel really similarly. Let's see. I thought your energy was really high, which was awesome. You were, like, really into it, and I agree that you captured the song. I mean, not the song, the theme. I mean, you did capture the song fine, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes, some of the things you said sounded very, like, proper, like you were pronunciating like everything, and I feel like you don't need to do that. And also your pronunciation, like at some words, were kind of strange. This hasn't been my favorite thing that you've done, Aria, to be honest. Like, I don't know, like, I really liked your performance last week, and like the past few weeks you've had really amazing performances, and I just didn't feel like this fit you as well, but it was still really good. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, if that makes any sense.
Okay, the first thing I wrote was, it's too staccato. Like, you had too much staccato going on for me, and I feel like it took away from the emotion and the energy a lot, because it was like you were cutting off too early for, like, the real, like, anger and rage. I guess not anger, but, like, you know, rah, to come through. And, like, you were really breathy on a lot of it, which I think was a choice you made for the song, which is, like, it's good that you made a choice and stuff like that. But I don't know. It didn't really work. Like, the staccato mixed with the breathiness for me just sounded strange. Like, your very first line was kind of like, I don't give a damn about my bad reputation, except, like, really staccato, which I can't really mimic. But it was like you, like, breathed out the line. And it was weird. And, like, on your first, like, oh no's, it was like, oh no, like, breathing out and stuff. You did it, like, not like that on some of them, so that's why I was like, oh, it was probably a choice you made. I guess I was just expecting it to be, like, a little, like, stronger, since it's such a strong song, you know, like, and so those, choices didn't really work. And I felt like you could have, I agree that you had good energy, but I felt like you could have even been higher, and, like, your emotion on this, and it was probably just because, maybe I was just distracted by, the staccato. Ah!
No.
My mic fell. Okay, anyway.
Oh, it sounded like something broke.
Well, yeah, my mic is broken in half, but anyways.
How is that even possible? I, like, have the same mic as you, and I don't understand.
Well, you know how it's on a stand?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know how it's supposed to, like, stand on the stand?
Yes. It doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah. It, like, it wants to stand there, but then it goes, blah, 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 and falls down.
Oh! Oh, snap.
But anyways, yeah, so, I mean, this was good, but it was definitely not one of my favorite things I've heard from you. Those are my notes.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yup.
Done.
Up last is Autumn.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all wanna change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all wanna change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Did you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we are doing what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, All I can tell you is, brother, you'll have to wait. Did you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You change the Constitution. Well, you know, we'd all love to change ahead. You tell me that it's institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. You know it's gonna be alright. Alright. Alright.
Autumn, I also said someone else's name.
Autumn, like autumn and winter and summer and spring.
Faded almost forgot.
No, I almost said fall and I was like, wait. I did that one already.
Okay.
Thurb.
Autumn. This was weird for me. Some of your vocal layering was like super odd. Like, you kind of just sang the melody twice. Not twice, but, like, over each other. And I felt like it was unneeded. I don't know, that was weird. And sometimes when you did do harmonies, you sounded really good, but the harmonies were, like, too loud, in my opinion. And emotionally, this went in and out for me. Like, sometimes you had it, and, like, then other times I was a little bored by it. It just felt like emotionally all over the place for me. And the end, you just got like really yelly. Like, I couldn't tell if you were really into it or if you were just kind of like yelling. I don't know.
Should I go next?
Yeah, you can go faded. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I heard a lot of peaking going on, first of all. It was weird. It was, like, peaky city going on here, which is strange, because I don't remember hearing that from you ever. But anyways, okay. At first, I was like, oh my god, there's stuff missing! And then Rach and Valk were like, no, there's not. You're crazy. So apparently, there are not any, like, extra, don't you know it's gonna be's? Like, there are in the Across the Universe, the thing, version, you know, how it's like, don't you know it's gonna be alright, you know it's gonna be alright. That's how I thought it was supposed to be, but apparently that's not. So, anyways, I changed that note from, oh my god, they're missing, to, oh my god, it sounded awkward because your emotion was dead on the alrights. So it was just kind of like, alright, pause, 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 alright. Pause. And I was like, why are you pausing? I was confused, because you had, like, no intention behind your all rights. And, yeah. And so I was like, freaking out. Because at that point, I thought they were missing, but they're not. And so it's a different freaking out. Anyways. let's see. The going into your, like, I don't know the Beatles version of this song. So maybe this is how it is for them, but okay, I didn't like when you went into your, like, head voice for Don't You Know It's Gonna Be, for the ones that were there. maybe that's how it is on the Beatles, but even so, I don't think that was a good choice.
I don't think that's necessarily how it is. I just think that that's what she, like, had to do as far as it being in her range. And I agree. I thought it sounded weird that she, like, went high and then went down to, like...
It didn't match the backing at all, so it sounded weird.
Like, at first you were, like, you know, in your normal voice, and I was like, all right, okay. And then it was, don't you know it's gonna be high? And I was like, what happened? And then it was back down, and I was like, whoa. And on the don't you know it's gonna be, there was, like, weird layering that Rochelle was talking about. And I was like, whoa. The all rights at the end seemed really messy to me. And, you know, all those repeated all rights at the very end. I don't know, the whole thing kind of felt a little messy to me. Like, I don't know. I mean, I really love this song, the Across the Universe version. I mean, it's not that you were bad, but there were a lot of problems with it, basically, in my opinion.
I didn't really have, like, a lot of notes. I just, like, I didn't really like it in general. I felt like I've never heard the song before because, yeah, the Beatles are But, like, it felt like there was supposed to be, like, a lot of background vocals, like, from what the karaoke track sounded like, and there, like, weren't any. Well, I guess there were some, but then they didn't sound like background vocals because they were the same notes that the lead vocal was singing, so it just sounded weird. I don't know if it sounded too low for you, or if it was too low for you, or if you just, like, were trying to put on an emotion that didn't work, but it sounded, like, emotionally awkward, and yeah, I didn't really like the high think it's gonna be thing. It kind of, like, clashed with the rest of the song because the song was in your lower range. That's all I really have. It was kind of like, interesting.
Yeah. I guess we should go talk about results.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Results.
Results.
Wow. We have intense results right now.
Yeah.
We do. They are pretty intense.
Yeah. Okay, well, so who won for you guys? I think we all have the same person.
Probably Clary.
Woo! You were definitely the best out of the four tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know, we felt like the last of you three definitely did not bring your A games. But one of you was, like, slightly better than the other two, so. Aria, you're safe. You're also going to the finale.
Yay! So that was kind of obvious, so. But yay!
And then, Valk, would you like to say the last, would you like to do the dirty work?
Oh, no! Okay, so yeah, like. We felt like one of you just, like, outperformed the other a little bit. But you're both awesome, so yeah. But the one going to the finale is .. Okay. It's Cookies!
Woo! Congrats, Cookies! We just felt that you performed more, and your, like, Autumn, your song seemed kind of, hectic, like, you had too much going on, and and it was kind of just not, like, all over the place, because that sounds, like, mean. But, like, it just sounded disorganized, I guess, is, like, a way to...
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And, like, at the end, you got really yelly and stuff. I don't know. We just felt that Cookies...
I don't know, had, like... a better song choice.
So the finale is Cookies, Clary, and Aria.
Woo.
Yay. And yeah, so congrats, you guys. We don't have a specific... We have ideas for the finale, but we haven't narrowed it down. It'll either be two or three songs, something like that. And we're going to discuss that more tomorrow when we're not dead tired, so that we can, like, solidify everything. I know that this is kind of obnoxious, but I really want to make the finale due on a Tuesday due to my, like, class schedules. So probably, like, two Tuesdays from now. So you lose, like, a day. I'm sorry. But, like, we will have an email for you tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah.
We'll, like, get it out and get you guys ready. So it's still, like, a good 2 weeks. You just lose one day.
And two weekends, which is...
Yeah, so hopefully that'll be okay for you guys. And we'll let you know more when we know. So thanks again for Faded to be our guest permanent judge person.
For three episodes.
For three episodes. So, yeah. Have a good night.
Good night. Yay.